American naval ships off the coast of Indonesia launched a massive relief operation this weekend. Sea Hawk helicopters from the aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln hauled water, food, medicine, and temporary shelters to survivors of last weekend's earthquake and tsunami. Emergency aid efforts have been slowed in nearly all the devastated areas by heavy rains, washed-out roads, and a shortage of vehicles to carry supplies. NPR's Philip Reeves is on the eastern coast of Sri Lanka. He called earlier this morning with a description of the scene he found there.
I'm just outside Trincomalee. This is a district where 96,000 people have been displaced by the tsunami. I worked my way up the coastal road north of Trincomalee to a place called Kuchaveli. And there, the scene looks very much like the combination of a hurricane and a flood all in one. Hundreds of houses have been destroyed and thousands of people have been made homeless there.
What relief efforts have you seen?
Well, there's no evidence of any organized aid arriving. The people whose houses have been destroyed, many of whom are fishermen, have actually moved away from the beach into an area which they call the jungle, but which is actually a sort of swampy wasteland with pools of stagnant water every few feet. And there they've constructed for themselves makeshift tents out of palm fronds and pieces of plastic and corrugated iron. And they are trying to make do with those arrangements. There's no sanitation whatsoever. They've been given some clothing and a little bit of food by local people, local businessmen, and there are signs occasionally of independent aid efforts being made to reach them. But the road that runs up the east coast is fractured. To get there, you have to cross a bridge over an estuary, and that bridge is down. We had to walk across the estuary on stepping stones to reach them along the coastal road. There are a lot of kids in this area of wasteland where a couple of thousand people appear to be living, and the people living there say that the children are in poor health and there have been outbreaks of stomach problems and diarrhea and so on.
So these are signs of waterborne disease?
Well, it's difficult to say without any kind of medical knowledge of the exact situation, but there is concern being expressed by these people about the health of their children. It's not the first time some of them have been displaced. This is an area that was affected by the Civil War, and in 1990, there were people from this area who moved out, returning when the ceasefire took hold in 2002, and now they've been rendered homeless again.
And they're very isolated, I gather, from what you say.
They are isolated to some extent, certainly from the coastal road running north. You can't reach them by road. You have to walk across the estuary. But I think the most... I think the most striking thing about their situation is the squalor. There's trash everywhere and pools of stagnant water. Their living arrangements are extremely rudimentary. They're literally living in tents, which are essentially open-sided. And the other day it rained, bringing more misery to an already pretty dreadful scene. The other aspect of it that's striking is the fear of the people. Whenever there is a rumor that the sea is getting rough and there might be another wave, another tidal wave, there's panic, they tell me, in the camp. And they're also frightened of landmines that were sown in the area during the Civil War and which they say have been dislodged and swept into other parts of the landscape. And they're concerned about the possibility of stepping on one of those. And their chief fear, of course, is the future because they have no idea what they're going to do next.
NPR's Philip Reeves on the east coast of Sri Lanka. Thank you.
You're welcome.